And hallelujah, praise God, glory be to Jesus. Oh, I'm continuing with what I started with last week, and it's a very powerful thing for you to know and be delivered from. Psalm 124 line 7, as I read last week, says, our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. I want you to take note of that word, take care of it. Fowler. In another version it says antas. The snare is broken and we are escaped. Glory be to God in the highest. We serve a living and deliverer as a God. God who delivers. God who is alive forever. That is the God that I serve and we serve. The souls of men are the targets of the enemy. I told us last week, anytime you see hunters in the realm of the spirit, they are looking for souls. They are not looking for ordinary animals. Animals may be targeted in the physical, but souls are the targets in the spiritual. Once a soul is captured, the destiny is in trouble. That's why you find men struggling from year in, year out, still struggling because that soul has been captivated. You see in your dream, what you see in your dream is the real you, is your soul. Any encounter it has in the dream is what the physical life will replicate. And that's why we need to battle it out. The Bible makes us to understand that finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. It's talking about your soul so that you don't enter into the trap of the enemy. So the Bible talks about the hunters or the fowlers. The hunters and the fowlers or the fowlers. A version use hunters, another one use fowlers. So these are satanic people who hunt for the souls of men, and that's why I'm praying on that title again. House of Bondage Part 2. House of Bondage Part 2. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord, any man or woman who is hunting for you in life shall be disappointed from today in the name of Jesus. As men go out every day looking for what to eat, so there are men and women, coven of darkness, in the coven of darkness, in the spiritual, what they go out to look for are the souls of men. But hear me, thus said the Lord, any man or any woman they are that is hunting for your life, that is hunting for you in life, hunting for your soul, they shall be disappointed. In the name of Jesus, I declare anyone there who has been in the captivity of the fowler, you are released by fire. Thus hear the Lord, anyone under the auspices of my voice, you have been under the control of the captivity of darkness, who have been captivated by the fowler, captivated by the hunter, hear the word of the Lord, you are released by fire. In the name of Jesus, you are released by fire. In the name of Jesus, you are released by fire. In the name of Jesus, anyone kept in charge of your captivity, in order for you not to be free, shall drop dead in Jesus' name. Any megad, as they call it in some nations, any security personnel in the realm of darkness kept to be in charge of your captivity in order for you not to be free in life, monitoring you, evil monitors that have been kept to monitor you so that you will not be free in life, shall drop dead in Jesus' name. Evil God kept to stop you from gathering your blessings, let him receive the arrow of shame now in the mighty name of Jesus. If God kept to stop you from gathering your blessing, gathering your goodness, gathering your glory, and all the things you have been laboring for, making your effort and your labor to be wasted. Hear the word of the Lord. That evil God will receive the arrow of shame now in the name of Jesus. Whoever has vowed that as long as he or she is alive, that you will not be free, thus saith the Lord. Let him receive the armor of God's judgment now. In the name of Jesus, there is that armor of God's judgment. It will drop on whoever has taken any evil vow, that as long as they are alive, you will never be set free. They receive the armor of God's judgment now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Enemy from your father or mother's house standing against your progress in life, they are removed right now by fire. They are removed right now by fire. Any witchcraft enemy, wizardry enemy, any mommy water enemy, marine spirit enemy, any power of darkness, any enemy from your father's house, from your mother's house, standing against your progress in life, they are removed by fire now. In the name of Jesus. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Be loosed in the name of Jesus. Hear the word of the Lord from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday before we come again. Next Monday, you will testify of your freedom. Your freedom is released to you now. In the name of Jesus, the Bible says, whosoever the Son has set free is free indeed. Hear me, that your freedom is sure and is guaranteed and given now. In the name of Jesus, because it has been settled, claim it for you now. Take it in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, every house of bondage, the fowler, the hunters, those who are made to be the guard over it so that you will not come out, they are dropped dead. They have dropped dead. They have dropped dead. In the mighty name of Jesus, according to the order of the fall of Goliath, so will every satanic guard, oh, that is monitoring the house of bondage that you are locked in, so shall they fall and die in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. This is Bishop Ranti Famodo of Divine Spring of Life International Ministry, South Africa. Feel free to share your testimony with us on +27730606402 or send an email to us to appreciategod@rantiblessed@yahoo.com. Hear this, and so shall it be. The fowlers or hunters of your life are like dead men, and you are free in Jesus' name. Those who were guarding the body of Jesus in the tomb, they became dead the moment he resurrected. You are resurrecting. You are waking up from your slumber, and you are entering into glory. So those evil gods, they are like dead men. It is settled. Amen. Praise God.